Hello everybody, I am Patrick Sharkey, and with Highland Radio this week we will be celebrating Neurodiversity Celebration Week. On the series we will focus on different neurodivergent people from Donegal and further afield.
Today we talk to a 43-year-old London man, Colin Heakin, with a Glencolin Culfaver who has dyspraxia. So you're very welcome to the show, Colin.
Thank you, Patrick. I'm glad to be on the show.
Yeah. First, when did you learn you had dyspraxia?
When I was a little boy, my mum took me to an occupational therapist. I remember when I was young, there was always something different about me. Not being able to handwrite and do sports activities as well as some children. And I just, I remember there was something different about me, but it wasn't until my mum took me to an occupational therapist I really did know about it. And if you, and the word dyspraxia itself, if you think about the word and you take the word, it is quite a big word for a young child to take in and to take into the fact that they have a hidden disability. Yeah.
Did you have, so obviously your mother talking there because she obviously probably the best interest at heart, but do you feel you had the support of your immediate family and friends?
Yes, I did. Kids when I was young were quite understanding because they were around me on a regular basis. Yes, I feel I had the support of family.
Did your struggle to confine with societal norms and your neurodivergent way of thinking help shape you into the person you are today?
Yes, I think it did. I felt I gained great strength from it. Looking back to all the differences I went through as a child and from my teenage years, yes, I feel it gave me great strength and knowledge to make me the man I am today, yes.
Do you feel at times you would have masked your true persona? Do you feel you would have maybe had who you truly were at times, you know, maybe just to fit in?
That was a struggle and that was frustrating. It is now that I'm a grown man in my 40s, but yes. That was always a challenge and a big uphill struggle a lot of the times throughout my life.
Before we go, given that dyspraxia is a lifelong disability.
Yes, Patrick.
Is it tougher as an adult or as a child, do you feel?
Dyspraxia, Patrick, is like a boomerang. It always comes back to you. That's the best way of, that's a good way of putting it. And I think it's harder. It's harder as a child because as an adult, you're older and wiser and you mellow more. And as a child, you're very confused. And like I said in the first very question, Patrick, it's a very big word for an adult to take. For a child, sorry, to take in and to accept that they have a hidden disability like that because they really don't understand because they go with their parents to meetings with an occupational therapist or a GP and they don't understand the conversations the parent is having with the occupational therapist or the GP and the struggle with childhood, like sports activities and the dexterity problems and the focusing, kissing, and the list goes on, Patrick, a long way with dyspraxia. So with an adult, it's a bit easier because you're older and wiser and your experience, but it's still a struggle with it every day, but as you get older, the wiser you get, as I say.
Thank you very, very much Colin. So that's it for today's podcast.
Hey, thank you very much, Patrick.
That's it for today's podcast and this week's series. Hope you enjoyed what we put together during Neurodiversity Celebration Week.